Was that me or Austin French? You'll never know. Hey, I'm Mark Dickey on the bridge with a special guest in the studio. The author, the singer of that last song you just heard, Born Again by Austin French. Austin, how you doing today?
It's so good to be up here. I love coming up to the bridge. So this is a lot of fun.
We love having you. And, you know, we are excited to hear some new music from coming up in the next hour. But what have you been up to recently?
You know, most recently is teaching my six-year-old little boy how to catch a baseball in our front yard. He just started his baseball season. First time ever playing coach pitch baseball. So, so we've been practicing, and he's catching on, but it's actually been really sweet.
That you immediately transported me to. Did you ever watch The Sandlot as a kid?
Oh yeah, man.
That was
absolutely
the best movie ever.
So good.
Have you had any movies that you've you loved as a kid that you've shared with your kids?
So I was a big Toy Story fan.
Nice.
Toy Story, everything as a kid. Like, my bedspread was Toy Story. So, I was like, I want to introduce my kids to some of the movies, right?
Yeah.
But then also, I go now and watch them, and I'm like, why did my parents let me watch that?
Actually, when we saw you pull up at the studio, we said, Austin's coming! Everybody fell over.
Don't move!
So I talk about my kids all the time on the show. I've got a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old girl. You've got a 4-year-old, but your kids are a little older than mine.
Yeah. Right? I have an 8-year-old boy, 6-year-old boy, and a 4-year-old girl. Yeah.
Aww. Now, is it tough to come out and be here and not at home with them?
It is. It really is. That's the hard part of the balance, right? Learning when to leave, why to leave, and always keeping it as a conversation. That's kind of where we've landed as a family. Is I didn't come on this trip because I had to. Mm-hmm. I came on this trip because I talked about it with my family first. They know where I'm at. They know what I'm doing, and they know why I do what I do. So it's all the conversations, man. They're a part of this just as much as I am.
That's awesome. My mom had a traveling job, and I would always bug her to bring home presents. Do your kids expect those from you?
They do. They expect it. I am a terrible gift giver. In fact, this year I got a gift because I gave my wife a gift on one of these trips. I brought her apple butter.
Ooh.
One. You would think, yeah, right?
Very nice. That's what I thought.
My wife was like, why did you bring me apple butter? You know what size shirt I wear. You know, I like jewelry. You brought me apple butter.
That's awesome.
So she got me apple butter for my birthday this year.
No way. That's amazing. Hey, so we're going to send you home with some gifts for your kids.
Apple butter?
No, no. But we got something for your kids.
This is the sweetest.
This
DJ.
Is DJ the dog. He's our station mascot. And we've got one in there for each of your kids.
Yes.
And so we just wanted to send them home with a little piece of the bridge.
My kids will love these. Thank you guys so much.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to have more from Austin French all throughout this hour right here on the bridge. Good Shepherd. That's Patrick Mayberry. I'm Mark Dickey here in the studio with Mr. Austin French.
Woo!
You got your guitar out.
I do.
You going to play a song for us?
Nah, I was just kidding. You know, absolutely I'd love to play a song.
Man, I got to tell you, and people don't get to experience this the way I do because you're right here in the room with me, but it's singers like you that make me not a believer. But I just, you know, you hear all about the artists that have to have all this post-production done to their voice, and they need all these effects so that they sound good. And when you hear them live, they're terrible. But the last time you came in, I was just standing in the hallway because you were on the morning show. You were on the afternoon show. And I was just like, whoa, that's really his voice. That's wild. So now that I've buttered you up, don't mess up.
Thanks, man.
What song do you want to play for us?
Let's do something fun. A little afternoon pick-me-up. This song's called Good Feeling.
Oh, snap.
Mm. You're the joy that I cannot deny. The holy fire that makes me come alive. It's a love that I can't hide. It's burning deep inside wherever I go. Wherever I go. I've got that good feeling. Kicking me out of my chair. Dancing like I don't care. I've got that good feeling. The joy of the Lord and I can't contain it. I gotta tell somebody. Gotta tell somebody. Gotta tell somebody. Yeah. Alright. You're the sun that's lighting up the sky. You're the thunder waking up the night. It's the sound of living truth. It's the beat that makes me move wherever I go. Wherever I go. I've got that good feeling. They're kicking me out of my chair. They're dancing like I don't care. I've got that good feeling. The joy of the Lord and I can't. Contain it. Yeah, I gotta tell somebody. Gotta tell somebody. Gotta tell somebody. Good, good, good feeling. Ooh. Hey. Screaming from the rooftops. He's a good guy. Such a good God. Been so good to me. Sing it with my whole heart. He's a good guy. Such a good guy. Yeah. Oh, 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 oh. I've got that good feeling. It kicking me out of my chair. It dancing like I don't care. I've got that good feeling. The joy of the Lord and I can't contain it. I've got to tell somebody. Good, good, good feeling. Got the good, good feeling. Good, good, good feeling. Ooh.
Ooh. Yes. Oh, man. That was incredible.
That's a fun one. That's a really fun one.
That is so much fun. Well, hey, if you've got questions for Austin, you can text him in to 855-887-8870. We're going to play a little bit more music and get your questions in. I'm going to ask Austin a few of them. That's Austin French right here on the afternoon show on The Bridge.
No, I can't count that high.
Seth Schleter with Counting My Blessings on The Bridge. Hey, I'm Mark Dickey in the studio with a Mr. Austin French.
Woo!
And you just got to make sure you're tuned up, right?
Got to make sure I'm tuned up, man.
I hear like when you're recording guitar, they make you tune every like 30 seconds. Is that kind of how it goes?
Depends on the producer, I think.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. So that sounds like you've got a nice laid back producer.
Yeah, he's pretty chill. He's pretty chill.
Is that, where do you, like when you're home, where's home?
Home is Tennessee for me. Okay. A little town called Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Okay.
I would give you $20 if you could spell it.
Murfreesboro?
Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro?
Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro?
Ah, so close. Would you like it used in a sentence?
Sure.
I live in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Well, we asked for some questions, and if you want to send in a question, text them in. We might have time for a couple more, but a few friends have texted into the studio. Delilah, I'm so glad, hey Delilah, that she texted in because she stopped by the station last week. She turned 12 and thought it would be fun to visit the bridge on her 12th birthday.
For your 12th birthday? Come on,
yeah.
Delilah. Well, happy late birthday.
And Delilah wants to know where you're from. I actually...
Murfreesboro, Tennessee. No, I didn't grow up there. I live there.
Oh.
But I'm from Cordele, Georgia. Watermelon capital of the world, baby.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Water Malone, eh?
Water Malone. It's Post Malone's cousin.
That's right. Elizabeth texted in, and she just wanted to say thank you. She said, please pass along my thanks to Mr. French.
Aw, that
especially
makes me feel old.
For... Mr. French is my father.
Exactly. You could call me Austin.
She says, especially thank you for Freedom Hymn and Born Again. They were and still are the right song at the right time so many times. And she says, prayers for your ministry and for your family.
Well, thank you so much. That means so much to me. I'm just grateful these songs are reaching people where they need to be reached.
And then this text just came in, a friend texted in and wants to know, how did Austin learn to sing like that with such variation in his voice? And I'm totally with you. They're like, voice lessons? Are you just a natural? It's amazing.
Yeah, I just started singing like last year. No, I'm kidding. My mom was a music teacher in our living room growing up. So I didn't know. It wasn't normal not to sing about everything all the time. Like, we sang everything. My kids have now inherited that. Yeah, I'm singing in the shower. I'm singing. That was us. We sang about everything. My little girl is guilty of that as well. In fact, her teachers are like, hey, she's doing great, but she sings everything. That's cool. Apparently I've passed that along. But my mom was a vocal coach in our living room, you know, so singing was just a part of our life. So thanks so much for complimenting that. But also just, I love the way I grew up and just very grateful I get to do what I do.
Yeah. All right. One more question. Liam, he's 11 years old and he wants to know, how do you make good music? What inspires the songs that you write?
Hey, Liam. Man, I try to write songs like, all right, so in the Bible, the Israelites would lay down these stones anytime that God brought them through a season and did something for them in the Bible. And they did that so they would build these stones so they could look back and remember the goodness of God, what he did for them. Or maybe it was a wrestling, right? Like when Jacob turns into Israel, like they lay down these stones to remind them where God has met them. These songs are my stones. I lay them down to remind myself of where I've been, what God's done, what he's doing, and maybe what he's like going to call me to do. Like I just want to be obedient to what God's done. So these stones are like reminders so I can look back and remember the joy or the pressure or just really the intentionality of God meeting me where I was at and writing about it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Well, can we hear one of those stones?
If
we can
ask
one of those stones to sing, if you will.
Absolutely. This is a new song called God is Good. All right, so when I say God is good, what do you want to say?
All the time.
All the time. And when I say all the time, what do you want to say?
God is good.
Okay, so it sounds like you've heard this song before. That's great. I grew up with that being a saying that we always said at church, right? But it wasn't really until recently that this song became my fight song, right? The song was birthed out of actually my first anxiety attack I've ever had. I've always been the fixer in my family, that people would bring me their problems, I try to fix it, my family, I want to make sure everybody else is good. And then this past year and a half, I was sitting in my car driving somewhere and my chest was getting tight. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. And there was just this moment where I realized I had focused on everyone else in my life, but I couldn't fix me.
Oof.
And I was just anxious really for one of the first times. And the thing that just flooded my brain, I just didn't know how to honestly fight this panic attack. And I just began to say, God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. It was like this foundational thing that I was just like, but I know that's good. And so I began to just say, okay, God is good when I'm not good. God is good and faithful when I'm not good or faithful. God is true when I doubt myself. God is a rock when I'm shaking. And so this phrase is more than just a phrase. It literally became my fight song to kind of understand how to deal with anxiety for the first time. And so I wrote this song for myself to lay down a stone of saying, the way I get through this is understanding that God doesn't change when I'm shaking. He is good all the time. Yeah, so that's what this song's about. Lately I've been wrestling with everything, cause everything seems hard. Been caught up in the worry and anxiety, keeps tearing me apart. But I've been down and out before, and every time I cry out to the Lord, He meets me in my need. I've seen and I believe God is good all the time, faithful as the sun to rise. Walk with me every day of my life, I'll sing it again, yeah, yeah. God is good, yes He is, through it all I'm sure of this. I'm safe inside my Father's hands, I'll sing it again, yeah, yeah, yeah. God is good all the time, yeah. I got a peace that passes understanding in my heart, and you can see it on my face. I got a joy that sticks around when the days are hard, tells me I'll be okay, yeah. Cause through the ups and downs and highs and lows, it's working here for good. I know always what I need, I've seen it now, I believe, yeah. God is good all the time, faithful as the sun to rise. Walk with me every day of my life, I'll sing it again, yeah. God is good, yes He is, through it all I'm sure of this. I'm safe inside my Father's hands, I'll sing it again, yeah, yeah. God is good all the time. I trust the plans He has for me, no matter what my eyes can see. On peaceful waters, raging seas, I know God is good. I trust the plans He has for me, no matter what my eyes can see. On peaceful waters, raging seas, I know God is good. Yeah, God is good all the time, faithful as the sun to rise. Walk with me every day of my life, I'll sing it again, yeah, yeah. God is good, yes He is, through it all I'm sure of this. I'm safe inside my Father's hands, I'll sing it again, yeah, yeah. God is good all the time, and all the time. God is good, oh, God is good.
Yes. New music from Austin French. That's his song, God is Good. We're going to hop into something for a few minutes, and we'll be right back with Austin French here on The Bridge. All right. Well, Austin French, hey, thank you so much for joining us on the afternoon show. I was wondering if you would just stay.
Stay.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It could be the afternoon show with Mark and Austin.
You know? I love you guys so much, but I made a promise. I have to be at baseball practice tomorrow.
Aww.
You know, I know it's unfortunate, but I don't think this is the time.
Okay. All right. Well, will you, you know, maybe put a pin in it?
Yeah, let's put a pin in it. We'll revisit it maybe next year when I come back up here, you know?
Okay. All right. Well, Austin, thanks so much for joining us here today. And thank you, everybody, for texting in, asking questions. And, man, this was just so much fun.
It was a lot of fun, man. I've enjoyed it.
You got to come back.
Absolutely.
All right, that's Austin French on the afternoon show on The Bridge.
I know a place.